You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions, like online skills tests, which let a candidate show that they're the right hire. We'll also have a dolphin chatter excitedly in front of the perfect candidate. Okay, there's no dolphin. But skills tests, that's a for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers 3 times more hires than any other job site. Visit Indeed.com/promo today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting. Terms, conditions, and exclusions apply.
Fab Four. You recognize that group, Martin?
I certainly do. A little town called Liverpool, I think.
Yes, it is. A little town called Liverpool. That's the Beatles. And if you haven't picked up on this theme for my music this morning, these are all from 1964. That's the year the car guy graduated from high school. And that's what all the music is today. I picked four of my favorites from the year I graduated. Well, we're back. Here with Martin and Allison, and we've got our coffee, and we're all ready to go.
And I've got another caller if you want to go ahead and take it.
Let's go ahead and see what they got to say.
Again, the numbers are 425-5522 and toll-free 888-884-0364. Let's go to line 6. Good morning, you're on Jack the Car Guy.
Hey, guys. This is John. I'm over at Carson's. And
Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Yeah, and I was thinking I had a car that had a name. It was associated with it, but it wasn't an enduring name, that Granada I had.
The Granada?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. What did you call that, John?
I can't say.
Hey, is Karsten there?
Yes.
Hey, how's my favorite German this morning?
Oh, I'm doing excellent. I have a nice visitor. We're having a cup of coffee. It's not as nice and fancy as with Pam's place, Now, I had a couple of cars too, but they had always like two names depending on the condition they were on. One name was Goblin or Sweetheart, and the other one I cannot mention.
What'd you call that go-go mobile you had?
The go-go?
Yeah.
You know, I didn't have a name for that one. Ouch. No, not ouch.
So, all right, guys, who's cooking breakfast?
John says he's not hungry. I think he doesn't like my cooking.
That's what I'm thinking. He's trying to be kind.
I had a frozen biscuit before it came over.
Frozen biscuit. You guys are spoiled. I bet you're missing Miss Pam, huh?
Yeah. We're going to be ready for Pam to get back.
Well, all right, guys. Thanks for calling. I'm glad you're together. You didn't tell Rick you were meeting, huh?
No. It was short notice, though.
Yeah. Well, you think he's going to buy that when he hears that?
He's probably on his way now.
He's got that Volkswagen bus going as fast as he can go.
Oh, he knows he's welcome because I got a sofa in the basement that I really need to get upstairs. So, hear that? Come on over.
All right. Well, thanks for calling, guys.
Have fun. Bye.
Okay.
You know, Jack, I was just thinking, in about a month, the Branson auction is coming up.
Yeah.
I wonder how many of those cars have names.
Well, I bet you some of them will after they're bought.
Yeah.
Probably don't think too much of them, but the new owners will.
Yeah, right.
You know, I got to admit, I was wrong. You remember last week I was talking ugly about the Indy, the NASCAR Cup cars running at Indy and how I said it would be a sleeper and a yawner and no sense watching it because it wasn't a good track. Well, I was wrong. It was an excellent track. It was very competitive. It was almost exciting. Now, you still can't see around that track. I'm not going to take that back. They need to do something about the line of sight because you can't see the backstretch. You can't see the turns. But it was an exciting race on TV. So I will stand corrected. And there still were no fans in the stands. And if you can't fill the stands, that race, unless you get a whole bunch of TV money, they can't continue to have a race at that facility. Now, the F1 race was certainly interesting. Mercedes was not happy. You know, they've kind of got used to winning and having their way, and Ferrari has shown them that there is another group of people in F1 this year, and they have won two races in a row. And Charles Leclerc, anyway, I think he's a Macana. What do you call people from Monaco? Monacoite?
That's a good one, I don't know.
But he's from the Principality of Monaco, and he's won two in a row in a Ferrari. And they're off this week, but they'll be back in Singapore next week. So we'll see if Mercedes can regroup and come back and show that they are still the premier make in F1. Do we have another call, Matt?
Yes, we do.
Well, let's take that route.
All right, let's go to line six. Good morning, you're on Jack the Car Guy.
Well, Jack, good morning.
Good morning.
This is Don from Yellville, from the Auburn Spinners Garage.
Do you have a name for your car? Oh, I know you have a name for your car.
Well, I've got two names for you. I had a 442 Old called Old Thunder.
Uh-huh.
Then I got that thing I got from you, you know, that black Corvette.
Yes.
It's called Son of a Witch.
Oh, my goodness.
That's all I got. No, that's not all I got to say. No, I'm serious. But, you know, you worked on my Model A one time,
yes,
a long time ago.
Don't you call that Sweetie? Or?
Yes, that's Sweetie.
Sweetie.
Yeah, and you came over and made her run. That's been a year or two. I don't know when that was.
Oh, it's been four or five, Don, but
really,
I remember Sweetie. That's a nice car.
Well, it's sitting there in the garage waiting on you or someone who knows how to make a Model A run, because it ran for maybe 20 minutes after you left.
Well, that's better than most of my warranties.
And it hadn't run since. Now, I crank it over once in a while, you know, just to keep it from whatever, but it's inside just waiting on somebody.
All right. Well, thank you, Don. Thanks for calling.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Boy, for a moment, I thought he was going to get me in trouble. Let's go.
Yeah.
Let's go to line.
No, that's That's a nice Model A, but he doesn't get an opportunity to drive it much, and if you don't drive those things, they just don't go.
Yeah.
You know?
All right, line 7 is on the air. Good morning.
Good morning.
What did you call your car?
My car? I can't tell you.
Okay. Well, what do you want to talk about?
Yeah, you know, you mentioned Indianapolis. I had another complaint about it.
Okay.
You couldn't hear the commentators because they were out in the open and they had no mufflers on their mics.
You know, it's interesting that you make that comment. When you know what I think they were after? I think they were trying to mimic the heyday of the old IndyCar races before TV, when the radio announcers had to make it come alive to you.
Right.
They had announcers at each corner. And that was great for then, but it's not great for now. You're right. They were muffled and not clear.
You know, NBC doesn't have the good coverage. I hate to mention the network, but...
They are struggling a bit, but they're trying. I think they're trying new things, and they're trying to make their coverage fresh. And I got to give them effort for trying, but it was not clear. You are
right.
Correct.
Okie doke. That's all I wanted to say.
All right. Well, thanks for calling.
All right. Bye.
And
bye.
Let's go to line 6. Good morning, you're on Jack the Car Guy.
Good morning, Jack. It's Dan. How are you today?
Well, Dan from Australia, are you in Australia or where are you, buddy?
I'm in sunny, mild Wisconsin. So you're out west, I'm up north, and the radio station comes from Arkansas. This is a great national show, Jack.
Yes. I was just telling my niece and nephew about you, how faithful you are to listen down under.
I listen everywhere. And to Karsten and John, it's so good to hear you. Jack, I called in because you mentioned F1. I think
yes.
So far we're getting a year that's got some competition in it. Instead of the Mercedes people leading the path all the way around, we've finally got racing where you don't know who's going to win until the last lap. That's what racing ought to be.
I agree with that, and I think Red Bull could be a contender. Well, they are a contender. I think it's good. I agree with you, and I know you're a big F1 fan.
Well, my guy, Daniel Ricciardo, he finished in the top 5. He was number 5. So Renault was ahead of Red Bull. That's exciting.
Absolutely. Hey, well, I got you. Did you have a name for your favorite car ever?
No, it's either Bloody This or Bloody That, Jack.
Martin just explained that term and a couple other colloquialisms that we were inquiring about from Britain, which apply to you down under as well. Just last night we were talking about that.
Well, I want to just have a very short... I replaced an engine in a 1967 Chevrolet. I bought a short block, put it in by myself, had a little help from a mechanic. The car ran beautifully for 700 miles. At that point, it stopped. Well, I contacted the block manufacturer. I said, listen, you guys sold me something wrong. Bring it in. You know what I forgot to do, Jack? I didn't clean the oil pickup screen in the bottom of the sump. And the reason it stopped is because every new engine always has a little bit of flanges and metal that has to be cleaned out as you go. If I cleaned the oil pickup, everything had been sweet.
Yep.
So they explained that their warranty didn't cover stupidity.
Didn't cover stupid. Imagine that. Well, all right, Dan. Thanks for calling. It was good talking to you.
Lovely to hear you, Jack. Bye-bye for now.
Okay, bye-bye. So Dan's in Wisconsin. That boy, you know, he gets around now. He gets around as much as I do.
Bloody this and bloody that.
Yeah. and I was going to say for... those that are drag race fans, the NHRA is in Pennsylvania this year. They're at the historic Reading Raceway. So that's where they are, and they'll be on TV at 1 o'clock Sunday, Fox Sports 1. How are we for time for a break here?
It's about a quarter till, if you want to go ahead and
get it. All right. Well, why don't we go ahead and do that? When I come back, I'm going to talk about a mail order company out of Chicago that a lot of our Chicago listeners are going to remember, and it's not J.C. Whitten.
All right. We'll have that more in just a moment. You're listening to Jack the Car Guy on KTLO.
Summer's the perfect time to enjoy every mile the natural state has to offer with an epic Arkansas road trip. Put the windows down and the music up as you roll through miles of history on the Arkansas Delta or head south to see what's happening in the new Murphy Arts District in El Dorado. Visit Hot Springs and dip your toes in one of its many nearby lakes or explore the unexpected discoveries of the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Plan your trip at Arkansas.com. Then go find your Arkansas.
The 51st Annual Camden Barn Sale is Saturday, September 28th at the historic Tate Barn, located at Oakland at Monticello Street in Camden, Arkansas. It has grown into South Arkansas's largest arts and crafts show. The massive oak trees provide plenty of shade as you stroll beside this historic barn. You'll find handcrafted wooden pieces, ceramics, paintings, floral arrangements, jewelry, and much, much more. Call 870-836-6426 or visit CamdenBarnSale.com. Paid for by Camden A&P Commission.
O'Reilly. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up 2 5-1/4 ounce bottles of Lucas Fuel Injector Cleaner for $8. Clean and lubricate your fuel system while increasing miles per gallon with 2 bottles of Lucas Fuel Injector Cleaner for $8 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions, like online skills tests, which let a candidate show that they're the right hire. We'll also have a dolphin chatter excitedly in front of the perfect candidate. Okay, there's no dolphin. But skills tests, that's a for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers 3 times more hires than any other job site. Visit Indeed.com/promo today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting. Terms, conditions, and exclusions apply.
Think I could have been the Dave Clark 6?
Well, let's move on. Let's we welcome you back to Jack the Car Guy. It is 9:10. You still have some time to call in. Matter of fact, we got another call we'll get in just a moment. But the number to call is 425-5522 or toll-free 888-884-0364. And again, if you'd like to send in your comments by email, the address is carguy@ktlo.com. Let's go to line 6. Good morning. You're on Jack the Car Guy.
Yeah, it's Mike Cratchville. I was just talking to Jack about car names.
Yeah.
I'll try to make a long story short. I met you a couple years back at Flipping Car Show. I got a red 68 Super Sport Chevelle.
Yes.
My daughter had an orange Camaro.
Yes, I remember.
Yeah, and the Chevelle, the red one, we call it the She-Devil. And because it's red, and that came fast. And her car, the antique plate was 2112, so we called it the Rush car off the Rush album, 2112.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and long story short, I got a 65 one-ton dually. I got off my buddy, and he got off his uncle, Pete. So that one was automatically named Uncle Pete.
Of course.
Yeah, and just acquired a 75 GMC one-ton dually. It's got a big block in it, and that's what I wanted. And this whole truck is, it's a welder's truck, and the whole truck is blue, inside and out, down to the floor mat. And so my daughter named it Bubbles. That's the Powerpuff Girl. The blue one was called Bubbles. So,
well, at least you didn't call it Mater.
Yeah, and then names come very fast, or they don't come at all.
Yeah. So, all right,
I
well,
just
listen,
had to tell you.
Thank you for calling. That's cool.
And one more thing. Do you got the little Kevin Griffin stick-on calendar?
Yes.
Do you? Did you notice the picture this month?
No, I guess I...
Yeah, it's a 48 Willys pickup, just like Waldo, but it's totally white.
Oh, I'm going to have to look.
Yeah, you better look. So I called it White Waldo. Just looking at the picture.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for calling.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Well, he had a lot of names. I told you, and I know there's a whole bunch of you listening from Chicago and the Chicago area that are from Chicago. There was another catalog company up there, and I bet you a bunch of you could name it in a second, because if I got the story right, over the years, J.C. Whitney was the mail order catalog for the whole rest of the world out of the Chicago area. But if you lived in Chicago, your company was Warshawski and Company. Now, I probably murdered that name, Warshawski.
I think you nailed it.
Yeah, the Britain thinks I got it. But and they had a catalog very similar to J.C. Whitney, and I had a copy of an ad out of one of those the other day, and I looked at that thing, and first I laughed, and then I got kind of sick to my stomach. There was an ad in there. Now, you're going to have to feature, you're going to have to visualize this. It was, you know, 57 Chevrolet, 57 Ford. That's when they still had single taillight or headlights. Can you see a cool 57 Chevrolet one headlight? They had a little eyebrow looking deals. Well, some genius in 1959 decided they could sell a bunch of aftermarket parts, and they made a kit to put dual headlights in that hole, and they sold them in this catalog, and they had pictures. You never saw such a gross looking thing in your life. Now, you got to picture it. Two headlights jammed into the area of a 57 Chevrolet or a 57 Ford. First of all, they set out like they stuck out like somebody hit you on the back of the head and your eyeballs bugged out. And there's two of them on each side. It is the ugliest thing I ever saw. And they were selling them for $9.95. Update your 57 Chevrolet and Ford to look like the new stylish 58s. I go, yeah, right. Yeah, because 58s, they came out with two headlights, dual headlights. By the way, Miss Pam has finally woken up. she's sitting here in all of her glory with her sleepers, and that was her singing accompanying me a while ago. You didn't guess that. Miss Pam, say hi. Speak loud.
Hello.
See, she's in good voice this morning. She's here in all of her splendor. All of us are. I mean, we are looking good. This is one of them days that I'm glad this is a radio program. So, anyhow, Martin, did you find the name of the people that reside in Monaco?
I sure did. Do you want to take a stab?
No, you tell. What do you think it says?
Monegasque.
Monegasque. For those of you in the outlying areas, that's like you that live in Payette or Payettian. Well, this is Monegasque.
Maybe they're Payette.
That is people native to Monaco.
People native to Monaco. Now, you just don't get this kind of information on any program.
We're going highbrow.
We are. You need to keep a pencil and paper beside you when you're listening to this show and take notes. Because one of these days, I'm going to die, and this information is going to die with me. And then everybody says, amen. Come quickly, Lord, come quickly.
How much did I miss?
You missed about an hour. You just about missed it all. I didn't think you were even going to wake up. Miss Pam, what do you think about that new car we got? Now, talk loud. They can't hear you way over there.
It's an adventure.
Do I do a good job? I haven't got a ticket yet.
Oh, no tickets yet. But we're going for 4 and 3 months.
I'm not getting a ticket in California because they won't let me off.
How'd the AC work for you yesterday?
This thing, we sat down in it, and it doesn't have a key. I couldn't figure out how to start it. So I have to have the girl, young lady, come out and sit in the seat and teach Pam how to work the air conditioner and me how to start this thing before we could leave the Enterprise parking lot.
And then we couldn't find out how to get it drive and reverse.
No, I couldn't even get it in here.
It didn't say it anymore.
No, it didn't, but I managed, and we got here, and then I'll tell you one thing. I was going, and they drive here. Yeah. I mean, they drive. And I was trying to keep up with the flow of traffic, and I may have nudged it a little bit. I looked down, I was doing 96 miles an hour on the freeway. And I was just maybe I passed a few cars. But it was so smooth. That Volvo is smooth. It is smooth.
It's not as cute as Mr. Blue.
No, it's not cute, but it's smooth. You think the old people at the reunion are going to be impressed?
I don't know if they mean say
Volvo.
No.
up in Murray's, they'll go. Yeah, they'll go. What are you driving there, Jack? Where's your pickup?
You'll be student least likely to drive a Volvo.
Yeah, that's right. I'm the student least likely to drive a Volvo.
You know, first we have to find the diner.
We're having our reunion in the diner. It'll be nice. Both of us will be there. Okay. How much time I got, Matt? Don't let me get carried away here.
It's about a minute and a half before the top of the hour.
All right. Did you read, I'll bet you guys did, about that buy here, pay here dealer in Fayetteville? That he must have been buying here and paying here a bunch of cars up in Fayetteville because they negotiated, he and his attorneys, a deal with the district attorney up there to pay a $1.5 million fine to be distributed back to people he has sold cars. And a buy here, pay here, it's kind of like a potluck. You go pick a car, and if you have low or no credit, they'll finance it. And then they keep a set of keys, and they keep the title. And if you miss the first payment, they go take that car away from you and resell it. And it's, anyway, it's not a real reputable way to do business. But what he was doing, because there's a lot of Marshallese up there, he was talking to them in Marshallese and selling them the car in a language they understood, and they were signing a contract that was written in English that they couldn't understand. So he's not going to be doing that anymore. Well, I hear the music. It's time to go.
All right, Jack. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, thank you, everybody, for listening.
Stay tuned for Dave's Homeowner coming up next.